This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Today, our topic is money considerations for solo households. More than a quarter of U.S. households meet the definition of one-person households, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Living alone and having sole responsibility over your household bills can be an advantage. There's no need to compromise on priorities. Yet, against the backdrop of rising inflation and interest rates, managing life's expenses on one income can come with challenges. If you live alone, here are key considerations to help you balance funding your short and long-term financial goals. Number one, be prepared for the single tax burden. Your basic living costs, food, shelter, utilities, transportation, and taxes are your sole responsibility instead of being split with a partner or friend. Economists call this extra economic burden the single tax. In addition for paying more for the basics, single people have to account for losing their total income if they're laid off from a job or facing a prolonged illness. The loss of a job may also mean the loss of health and disability insurance benefits. If this is the case, take action right away to ensure you don't experience a lapse in coverage. Number two, be cautious about sharing expenses. If you plan to save by splitting some costs with others, make sure the rules of how usage and payments are clear and agreed to by all. Such arrangements can carry risks for a relationship. Cost sharing is a great budgeting tool, but good communication is vital for a positive outcome. Number three, recognize the importance of a fallback fund. It's always smart to have money set aside for a rainy day, an emergency expense that suddenly arises, or an opportunity that requires extra money outside of your available monthly budget. A good rule of thumb is to park 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses in an account with an easy access to cash to cover such expenses. If you work independently or your job is subject to layoffs, it may be wise to set aside 6 to 9 months' worth of living expenses to be prepared for any extended downtime from work. Number four, don't overlook your long-term goals. With the challenges of meeting day-to-day expenses, it's easy to put future plans on the back burner. But you should try to set aside a portion of your income in a retirement plan. Start with a small percentage, then try to work it up to 10% or more. Take full advantage of your workplace retirement plan, particularly if your employer matches your contributions. Also consider contributions to a Roth IRA, which offers the potential for tax-free withdrawals in retirement. Work with your advisor. Depending upon your circumstances, your financial stability can be more tenuous and challenging if you live alone. Your financial advisor can be a helpful partner, offering guidance and lending an ear as you discuss your key concerns and goals. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.